runs things in the ground, the demand. We're living in a capitalistic country. Mm-hmm. Capital. If capital can't make enough profit, they can't stay in business. They're going to go down. You see it all over the country happening today. Don't get enough profit. Still, on the other hand, if you didn't have the union to protect the consumer, capitalism would get it all. You'd be paying for what you do. So it's a... both of them good. We've got to have capitalism to keep going.
When you moved in this house, were you living somewhere else before?
I was living up in town.
How did you move out all your things here?
I believe we had an old T-model truck, didn't we? Yeah.
Really? I thought maybe that was the days of horse and buggy.
Yeah.
And you just loaded up all your...
Well, I walked. And I got me a little old horse, and I rode a little old horse. I walked a long time from here. Bought me a little old horse. I never will forget that horse. He'd pull a wagon as long as the wagon was empty. And I had a bunch of kids, four or five of them. Or maybe if there's three at that time, I don't remember. Three. Well, I run out of firewood, lighter not, you know, kindling, to build a fire. So I had this little old horse, he's a pretty little red blaze face horse. Good saddle horse, good plow horse. And I had bought me a brand new wagon with a seat on it, pretty red, green. Had a seat. Well, I took the kids, the three of them, and we went up over that down in the thicket to get some kindling. I had to keep the kids up on the seat. Well, I had loaded my wagon up. And I got up on the seat to tell the horse's name, Charlie. That leather line, you know, reins. I flapped him with him a little. Get up, Charlie. Well, he tightened up a little bit and he flew back, run backwards. Well, I kept a slapping him into the line, just trying to whip him, make him go. He'd run out there and he'd run back. Well, I finally got down on the ground, tried to whip him. He just raised up and pawed the air and run backwards. He wouldn't pull that wagon. So I took my pocket knife and I went out there and I cut me a little old club about an inch in diameter, about 4 foot long. I began to lash him with that. The more I lashed him, the worse he got. Well, he began to rise up, run backwards. I caught him with that stick right back of the ear there. Hit the ground, he was dead. Scared them little youngest to death. They come running to the house. Mom! Daddy's killed old Charlie. Well, I hated it, but
horse was just...
he's bulky. He'd pull the empty wagon, but he wouldn't pull a load on it. Of course, I was scared to death. I told him to keep the mouth shut, don't tell nobody. Or you could get put in jail for being cruel to a dumb brute.
You could have?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I reckon that law still stands, I don't know. I imagine it is.
But when you were coming up, you didn't have a lot of the fancy things, the fancy furniture you do today?
No, sir. No, sir, you had just regular pine floors.